President Bush today signed into law new guidelines for the conduct of elections. The legislation emerged from nearly 2 years of negotiations in Congress following the vote-counting fiasco in Florida in 2000. Here's the president at the White House ceremony today.
When problems arise in the administration of elections, we have a responsibility to fix them. Every registered voter deserves to have confidence that the system is fair and elections are honest, that every vote is recorded, and that the rules are consistently applied.
The new law would require states to update and maintain their voter rolls. It would also require new registrants to prove their identity either at registration or at the polls when they cast their first vote.
In Georgia, election officials didn't wait for the federal government to pay for upgrades to their voting equipment. Next week, Georgia will be the first state in the union where every voter will cast their ballot on a touchscreen computer. State officials tout the new machines as easy to use, secure, and accurate. But some fear the new technology could scare people away from the polls. From Georgia Public Radio, Susanna Capoluto reports.
After the 2000 presidential election, Georgia Secretary of State Kathy Cox discovered that 94,000 votes weren't counted in her state, most of them due to faulty equipment.
The number one comment I would hear from Georgia legislators were, "Aren't you glad we didn't have those problems that Florida had?" And I would have to say, well, we did have the problems that Florida had.
Georgia was only spared national embarrassment because George Bush had won the state with a large margin. But the scare of losing 3.5% of all votes was enough for lawmakers to spend $54 million to buy more than 19,000 voting machines for all 159 counties. Now the rush is on to educate poll workers and the public on how to use the new equipment. It's rush hour at the Five Points subway station in downtown Atlanta. In a corner next to the information booth, Tanya McGee has set up a sample touchscreen voting machine. She's with the Secretary of State's office, and her job today is to get as many people as possible to practice voting.
Down here is the cast ballot. That's like you dropping it in the box now.
Okay.
So you will push this button once you
74-year-old Miss Prince is learning how to touch the screen to make her selections. She's thrilled that she's mastered the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now when the card pops out.
Well, I just did clap. Well, and that's what I have to do when I go to a bowl next month.
That's all.
Oh, my God. Thank you, ma'am.
Other seniors like Thomas Forbes are having a more difficult time with the machine.
It was kind of complicated at the beginning. And right now, it's still just a little complicated, but I'll get used to it.
African-American seniors like Prince and Forbes are critical in many of this year's elections. For example, Georgia's 3rd congressional district runs through what's known as the Black Belt, an impoverished area in the center of the state that never fully recovered from its plantation past. Democrat Jim Marshall is in a tight race there for a seat in Congress. His campaign manager, Robert Brown, says during the primary it became clear that older voters in the district were afraid of the new voting equipment.
We found that in talking to a number of elderly citizens, who many of whom were regularly on our list for rise to the polls, would ask the question, will I have to use these new machines? And you could hear on the phone a sigh of relief when they were told during the primary that they would not have to use the new machines.
But they will next week, and voters aren't the only ones politicians are concerned about. During the primary election, 11% of touchscreen machines set up for demonstration purposes in Atlanta's Fulton County failed. Problems ranged from poll workers incorrectly plugging in electrical cords to setting the computer into the wrong mode. Atlanta State Senator Vincent Ford says he hopes poll workers will do better next week. And for his part, Ford says he's making sure minority voters go to the polls.
I tell seniors, particularly African-American seniors, we as African-Americans have been through segregation, we've been through slavery, and we overcame those obstacles. So there's no reason at all that we should be intimidated by the obstacle of some new voting machines.
All of Georgia's 3.5 million registered voters have been sent a pamphlet explaining the new touchscreen machine. The state is running TV ads aimed at seniors, and at the polls, limited assistance will be available for any voter who requests it. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.